example on this third generation. And he is in the meantime, with FARA funding, he's one of the several labs that's working on iPS cells, induced pluripotent stem cells, and for Friedreich's ataxia, where they take five skin cells of an FA patient. They have several FA patient skin cells that they're working with, and they induce stem cells from those skin cells in a process that will no doubt win the Japanese discoverer of this process a Nobel Prize. They induce stem cells from those skin cells, and then they can nurture those stem cells and translate them into any cell of their choice in the body. Now, those cells from an FA patient would still have FA. So it's not like we can take those cells and inject them into our kids and they get healthier. But what we can do in the meantime is use those cells, and they're being translated into the two cells of most importance to us, nerve cells and heart cells. And so we can, for the first time, have a test bed, a cellular test bed, in neurons and cardiomyocytes that have FA. We can use them to test drugs, to screen drugs. And we're doing that now in Joel Gottesfeld's lab at Scripps in La Jolla. We're doing it in Australia with Morella de Tori cells, and in Brussels with Massimo's Pandolfo cells. So for right now, those are our best cell models. We used to do all of our tests in blood cells. And our blood cells are really pretty pathetic, test beds for